This article is from Efrigo's issue entitled Arts in Missions, God's Voice Through Our Creativity. Local Music, Local Language, Local Impact. Africa Inland Mission missionary Rosina Ferdinand and her co-workers wanted some gospel songs for the newly translated scripture portions in the Sakolova language, so they asked Ledis, founder of the local band, Group Sinfitoka. Ledis and the other band members had grown up together in Nosy Be, Madagascar. Ledis was raised in Islam, which taught him that music was from Satan, and he must abandon his guitar and drums. He couldn't stay away though, and the missionaries asked the band to take a verse from Genesis and make a song about God creating the world. Rosina says, they came back in just 2 days. We gave them another verse, and in less than a week they returned. The group of friends sang the word of God before they even knew what it was all about, and Rosina thought God was working to change their hearts. The band was invited to sing at the missionary retreat, and during the altar call, Ledis came forward to give his life to Jesus. 5 band members accepted Christ before the end of the retreat. From that time, Ledis' heart began to grow in love for his community. He composes worship songs by reading the Bible, asking God for help, and writing. Then the group meets to put the music together. After checking with leaders to ensure it is scriptural, they record the song and sing it with the church. Ledis says, because God's word came in Sakolova and in music, now there are Sakolova who are following God. Rosina agrees, now, Sakolova people are singing the gospel in their own rhythm. That speaks powerfully to the local people. Their story is one that could be repeated all over Africa, using the local language, local music, and local people to make the word of God alive through music and local arts. Watch the band's story on YouTube.